Lawyer Kolwani Ngwenya, who represented the MDCT, told Studio 7 that High Court Judge Nicholas Matonsi acceded to an urgent application by the MDCT Women's Wing to bar the police from stopping a march, which they intend to hold tomorrow. Ngwenya said Matonsi stated that the Constitution is clear on guaranteeing citizens the right to demonstrate peacefully, adding that provisions of the Public Order and Security Act cannot be used to deny that right.
They were saying they wanted 7 days notice, but the judge is saying, look, the Constitution supersedes the Public Order and Security Act, so you cannot rely on the Public Order and Security Act.
The MDCT Women's Assembly had made an urgent application to the High Court after Blaue Police, citing what they said was a volatile situation in the country, indicated that they did not have adequate manpower to monitor the demonstration, dubbed Beat the Ports campaign. MDCT Vice President Tokozani Kupe told Studio 7 that she is happy with the court's decision, saying it upholds the superiority of the Constitution.
I would like to thank the courts, in particular Honorable Judge Matonsi, for upholding the Constitution, especially Section 59, which allows citizens to demonstrate on whatever issue they are not happy about. The judge saw reason that women have every right to go and demonstrate, and he granted us permission. He even ordered the police to make sure that they will provide escort during that demonstration.
Kupe said the MDCT Women's Assembly is ready for tomorrow's demonstration. She said the women want to clearly send their message to President Robert Mugabe and his ZANU-PF government that they have had enough of the suffering in the country, emphasizing that the protests shall be peaceful.
This is a women's demonstration, and you know that women naturally are very peaceful people. And as the MDC, we have done demonstrations before. We have done one in Harare, which was very peaceful. We did another one in Bulawayo, which was very peaceful, and another one in Mutare. We are back in Bulawayo, and we will make sure that this one is peaceful because we want our issues to be heard out there.
The Beat the Ports demonstration is meant to show women's disgruntlement over the ongoing economic crisis that is causing anger in the homes of ordinary Zimbabweans. Similar marches are expected to be held across the country in the following weeks. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shaba.